chapter 3, the journey begins. The journey starts when Abraham, who is well advanced in age, goes to one of his servants. He had an incredible and important task for his servant to complete. His son Isaac needed a bride, and his servant was going to play the key role in finding this bride. Remember the chapter that you just read and the promise given to Abraham? In order for the promise of God to happen for Abraham, his son was going to need a bride. He would need to marry and have children. This servant had a very unique status in relationship to all the other servants of Abraham. The Bible calls him the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all he had. Genesis 24:2a. This was the chief servant who was the most important of all the servants of Abraham. The word chief is used in the New International Version of the Bible. In some of the other translations, you might see the word oldest or elder instead of chief. What if there was someone in your house, a servant, who was in charge of all you had? What would his task and responsibility be? Would you trust this person? For me to place someone else in charge of all I have, I would need to have complete trust in that person. This servant must have had this kind of trust in the sight of Abraham. One of the most important earthly possessions of Abraham was his son, Isaac. He must have realized the magnitude of responsibility that would come with finding a bride for Isaac. This was one of the key elements related to the promise made to Abraham. It is only logical that the chief servant of the household would be trusted with this responsibility. The high responsibility given to the servant demanded a vow. Put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I am living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. Genesis 24:2b through 4. Did you see the requirement that Abraham placed on the servant in this vow? The servant could not find a bride in the country where they were living. The vow required that the servant would begin a journey to find Isaac a bride. In our relationship with God, we desire that He will open doors of opportunity in our lives, but this requires that we obey. God has given each one of us His Word, which guides us as to how we are to live our lives. The key to living a life like God desires from us is that we spend time alone with Him in His Word. The question I asked when I first read this passage was, why did He put His hand under the thigh of Abraham? Well, this action represents the importance of the vow which the servant was taking. The action of placing the hand under the thigh of Abraham represents the giving of life. The request that Abraham was making of his servant required a deep commitment on his part. The requirement of this kind of oath from the servant shows the importance of the task before him. I have found that many of the doors which God opens involves a process or a journey which takes place. Many of the journeys are over a short period of time, but then there are others which are much longer. It is in these longer journeys that I often grow deeper in my relationship with God. I wish many times that the same outcome could be achieved with the shorter journeys. I have a close brother in Christ who refers to these times as refinement by fire moments. I confess that the long journeys are not my favorite, but they are the ones in which I grow most in my faith. I like the process to be short and sweet so that I might reap the rewards of the open door. The servant had a question for Abraham concerning the instructions he was given. Like the servant, I find myself questioning God when He gives instructions. The servant asked him, "What if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I take your son back to the country you came from?" Genesis 24:5. The servant had an honest question. He wanted to be sure that he was clear on the instructions of his master Abraham. Abraham made his requirements clear in his response. "Make sure that you do not take my son back there," Abraham said. "The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying, 'To your offspring I will give this land,' He will send His angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there. Genesis 24:6-8. Did you notice that Abraham did not get upset with his servant for asking the question? The same is true of our God. He will not get upset when we ask him questions. We might not hear what we desired, but we will know the desire of our Heavenly Father. Imagine the response of Abraham if the servant had not asked the question and took his only son back to the land of his father. It is better to ask questions so you might truly know the desire of the Master. In the response which Abraham gave, there was a release for the servant of the vow he had made. Did you notice if the woman would not return with the servant, he was then released from the vow? In the same way, it is good to know that in our relationship with God, we are not responsible for the results of the open doors. All God requires is our faithfulness. Have you ever been in a situation where you gave the instructions, but the results were not what you had desired? This happened to a youth minister friend of mine a few years ago. He was returning home from a wonderful week of youth camp with his students. As they pulled into a gas station, he instructed one of the young men in his group to fill up their church bus with gasoline. They pulled up to the pump, and the student had a choice of gasoline types to put into the bus. There were three types of unleaded and diesel. The student was given instructions to fill up the bus. He had assumed which type of gasoline the bus required. About 10 miles up the interstate, everyone on the bus realized the gasoline choice was not correct. The young man had assumed the big bus required diesel, but the fact was the bus required unleaded. The result of his choice in gasoline was a bus that would not run properly. My friend would rather the young man had asked a question about what type of gasoline to use rather than just assuming. The same is true in our relationship with God. He would much rather we ask him a question about a situation than just to proceed on our own assumptions. When God opens a door of opportunity in our lives, we are in essence taking a vow. We take the vow when we choose to enter through the open door. God desires such a commitment in our lives, as did Abraham with his servant. You might be asking, why? You never know, but that door opening might forever change the direction of your life, or it might impact eternity for countless numbers of people. We never know what the outcome will be from our faithfulness to our Heavenly Father. In summation of this chapter, here's something to think about. Remember, prosperity is success for your journey. Reviewing chapter 3, here are a few questions you may want to ask yourself. Why did Abraham choose his servant to find Isaac a bride? Why did the servant have to make a vow concerning Abraham's wishes? What are some situations in which you have asked God for clarification? What are some reasons for asking God questions? What is your level of commitment when God opens doors of opportunity?